Apparently, President Trump isn't too fond of his new digs. Golf Magazine reports the president told members of his Trump National Bedminster Golf Club that the White House is a real dump. The comment is said to have been made during a round of golf he played there recently as he was explaining why he visits so often. This is USA Radio News.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Former White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci says profane comments he made to a reporter were just a joke. Scaramucci says the profane rant to a New Yorker reporter that cost him his job was mostly a joke and told the Huffington Post Tuesday that the spirit of his interview with reporter Ryan Lizza was off the record. His comments calling then White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus a paranoid schizophrenic and his vulgar description of Steve Bannon were later published. A Philadelphia defense attorney who represented Bill Cosby during his sexual assault trial is asking to withdraw from the case. The Philadelphia Inquirer reports defense attorney Brian McMonigle filed a motion yesterday to quit the case barely 3 months before the retrial. The entertainer's trial ended with a hung jury after 52 hours of deliberation in June. A legendary college football coach has died. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
On behalf of the entire Notre Dame family, I can't tell you how thrilled we are to be able to participate in the Sugar Bowl Classic and to be able to win the championship.
Notre Dame University announcing that head football coach Ara Parseghian has passed away at 94. The university announcing his passing and saying in a statement that he was a legendary coach, a beloved member of the Notre Dame family, and a good man. He retired after the 1974 season and entered broadcasting as a color commentator.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
And good afternoon, everyone. You know, that music is, the time for modern design. I'm live in studio in downtown Fleming today with my wonderful interns here, and we're going to talk about a subject for a show that they wrote. So, folks, this show is all about them, and it's about returning to school, and I'm calling it Dorm Room Chic. Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
Why don't we take a look at the weather first, and we'll start with that, because the weather's changed a lot since this morning.
Oh, yeah. It's cloud. I already see the clouds gathering outside. So today, we actually have some scattered thunderstorms, about a 50% chance of rain. We have a high of 82 and a low of 64. Winds are in the southwest from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, we have a high of 87 and a low of 66. Scattered thunderstorms, again, 50% chance of rain. We have winds are light and they're going to vary. On Friday, we have scattered thunderstorms once again. A high of 87 and a low of 67, 50% chance of rain. Scattered thunderstorms again, Rich.
Yeah, a lot of showers.
We have a southeast wind at 6 miles per hour on Saturday. More scattered thunderstorms.
Wow.
We have a high of 83, sorry. Winds are facing the southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour, and we have an 80% chance of rain. And we're going to end on Sunday, mostly sunny. We may have some light, late showers, low of 62, high of 83. There's a 60% chance of rain that night.
So it looks like we're into the rainy season. We're in August now, so you have hot days and unusually rainy nights. Okay, well, our topic today is Dorm Room Chic. We're going to take a commercial message, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design after these announcements.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones. hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer, a home stager, and a contractor for the past 20 years. And our show is all about your home or your commercial space, making it the best it can be, giving you updates on what's going on in the world, what the latest paint colors in, is wallpaper in or out, what should you do with your floors, and how to make your spaces the best they can be. I'm very lucky to have in studio today my two interns, Connor and Jesse, and they're both broadcasting majors. Very talented, I can see that already. Going to do very well. And hope to be a part of that well into the future and their successes. We were supposed to have Lisa Diadamo on. She is the co-owner of a wonderful restaurant, which used to be in Hunterdon County. It's called Moe's Bistro. And many of you, if you've been in Hunterdon County for the past 10 to 20 years, would know that Moe was in Lebanon, New Jersey, but recently relocated to New Providence, New Jersey. Wonderful food, and we've been renovating his space. It is in the Murray Hill Inn. And he also does weddings and all sorts of parties. And my company, Maven Hill Designs, just completely transformed the space. So we're going to talk about that renovation. But unfortunately, Lisa had a family emergency. She'll probably be with us next Wednesday. And we'll talk all about decorating a restaurant or your commercial space. So what we're going to talk about today, a little bit about a week early, what we're going to talk about today is very prevalent. I noticed that when I was on way to studio and I stopped by Pier 1 Imports. And in the window, there was a big sign that said 15% discount for all students returning to school. When you see those first commercials, like I remember when I was in college, when you see those first commercials of like back to school, like Staples has a classic one, or there was a commercial, it was the most wonderful time of the year when the kids are going back to school, the Christmas song. When you start to like see those commercials happening for back to school, do you feel good or do you get like pangs of like unhappiness?
I mean, I immediately know I'm going to start overbuying stuff and buy way too much stuff to bring to college.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I completely understand that. When I was...
But does it make you feel sad when they start saying back to school?
When I was little, I think it would make me sad. Because, you know, it was like, oh, no, summer's over, school's coming back. But now that I'm in college, it's just kind of like, it's a different feeling. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of excited to go back.
Are you?
I know I'm going to miss home again and all that.
So when you guys, because you're so far away, do you guys come home... Like once you go up to school, when you guys come home, you only come home for like Thanksgiving, or do you come home before that?
We have a fall break, but I usually use that as a vacation with my friends rather than coming back home.
So you have that big window from when you go up. Mm-hmm. That's basically the end of the summer, which is still usually summer, and then you come back Thanksgiving and then Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
So the first time you did that, what was that like for you guys? Were you kind of lost, or you loved it?
It was weird, honestly. I think how it was put best was my mom said that when I first went off to college, she did not cry. She was she kind of surprised herself in that.
Are you the oldest?
I am the oldest. Okay, I'm the first one off to college in my family. But when I came back for fall break my freshman year.
Okay.
And when I went back to school after fall break, that's when she cried, because that's when she realized like, okay, we've had like our lives without him here, and we've just kind of like adjusted into that. And then they were reminded like, oh yeah, we have another son.
So when does fall break normally happen? I don't remember there being a fall break. Is it like October Columbus Day weekend or something?
It's October. That's exactly right. Actually, I think it's like 4 days.
How about your experience, Jesse? What was it like when you first went to college for the first time and you were away?
So what Connor was talking about, my mom actually, when my brother went to college, she was okay with it. She surprised herself. She didn't feel anything. It's when I went to college that she really felt alone, lonely. Because when my brother went to college, he was all like, oh, I have one more son for like another, I think, 6 years. I think that's how far we're apart. So it was tough for her. But I was I was nervous because I was like, I got to be responsible now. But I was also excited that I would have more freedom.
Yeah, but you seem like a person that was always responsible. Like at 5 years old, you would probably have been responsible. I just can kind of feel that.
Not as much as you might think. I think college has made me a lot more independent and responsible. Uh-huh. Beforehand, I mean, I could take care of myself for like a month and stuff like that. My mom didn't believe me. But now she believes me after college has changed me. And right now I can't wait to go back.
So let's talk about decorating your dorm room. And I'll tell you something funny, because I went to school a long time ago, but I went to Montclair University. University for Broadcasting and Communications. And a couple of the people that I went to school with actually became famous. Melissa Russo, who you see on Channel 4 News, I went to school with. She was right before me when we would do stuff, because it would be Russo Scuderi, so she was one. And a couple of other people. One became a famous actress. Her name is Rena Sofer. I don't know if you know her. She's been in movies and soap operas, and she became pretty famous. And a couple of people I went to school for broadcasting really did something with their lives and made it, which is amazing. Difficult, but amazing. Mm-hmm. Wonderful things can happen if you get into broadcasting, because it opens up a lot of doors and puts you in places. But again, you have to certainly go to school, and you revel around the new environment you're in. When I went to college, I was in an all-boys dorm. The thing was, if you wanted a private room, which I did, you only had the all-boys dorm. But if you had a co-ed room, then you like shared a bathroom. You didn't have a bathroom down the hall. So I waited out, and I had my own room. And our building was called Stone Hall. So everybody had their own room, and it was actually kind of a decent size room. So for me, that worked well. You guys both shared rooms?
Yes. We both had roommates.
Yep.
Right. So how do you decorate when you have a roommate?
I think a lot of it comes with communication, and I guess that's really sprouts from the relationship you have with your roommate. So the way you're able to organize and be creative with how you decorate your room really sprouts if your roommate's willing to do so.
Mm-hmm. Do you make a visual line in your head, this is that his side, that's my side, and that's how you do it?
So our room was a little different from Connor's. We had a corner room, so the door wasn't in the center of the room. It was on my side of the room. Uh-oh. So we actually, and my closet was on his, at the end was on his side of the room. So to start with, we already were really comfortable with each other. I mean, we're not going to sit on each other's beds.
Right.
We're not going to sit at each other's desks. So we did have that imaginary line, but we also, the fridge was on my side of the room. We were pretty, we gelled pretty nicely, and we were able to be pretty flexible with it.
How about you, Connor?
So I had the different setup where the door was in the center of the room, and you walk in, and in a way it was there was a split, but I feel like what really set the two sides of the room apart were the bed sets, where I had my bed set and I had my wall,
right,
and then he had his bed set and he had his wall, but then the area in the middle and also the wall opposite to the door was kind of a shared space where we had our TV. We had a poster, actually, that would stretch across over the window. That it was a little Where the Wild Things Are banner, and we called our room the jungle because of that.
Did both of you know the guys that you were going to do, or were they strangers to you that you were going to share your room with, or you didn't know them, you just got a stranger?
I'm going to let Connor go first, because mine's a funny story.
Okay.
Yeah, so I actually ended up rooming with one of my best friends from high school, which
that makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
Right? So that makes it you can do stuff together
exactly.
That way. All right, how about you?
Okay, so I knew I didn't want to go random. I wanted to find, during orientation, so Ithaca has this thing where you go up to school for 2 days or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And when you go up to school for 2 days, you live there, and I felt I'm going to meet somebody and try to find my roommate. Well, my first thought of who I wanted to be a roommate, I'm so glad he was already taken, because he became a nightmare of a person that I got to know him more this year. He was a nightmare. Oh, my goodness. But I found this 6'2" guy named Stetson Doggett.
Okay.
Runs this really famous YouTube channel. It's 7,000 subscribers.
Really? I'm going to check that out after the show.
He is the best roommate I could have asked for. I'm not rooming with him, unfortunately, next year, just because he went to bed at 10 and I went to bed at 12.
Right.
Just doesn't. But he was amazing. We were both into the same things. Asking him to be my roommate was asking a girl to prom.
Right.
I was like,
well, it's a pretty, you spent a lot of time with that person, right?
I was like, do you have a roommate yet? And he was just like, no. I'm like, do you want to be roommates with each other? And he was just like, yeah, I think that would work. So, again, greatest roommate ever, but I met him in orientation because I knew for a fact I didn't want to have a stranger going in.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So, that's good, and we'll talk about sharing the spaces and decorating after these commercial messages.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi, and our topic today happens to be dorm room chic. We're getting to that time, folks, when people are getting ready to go back to school to buy stuff and to make their space for the season, for the school year, as beautiful as can be. We're going to start by talking about wall decorations, but I'm going to say something before we start the show. So I was in the all-guys dorm, not sort of the jock dorm in a way, but kind of. And you would think that the guys would like not care about how their rooms are. It was like a friggin' contest. One person had a better room than the next person. Most people painted their room. I wound up doing it for a living. I'm an interior designer. My room was not half as good. The guy next to me was the head quarterback, Pete DeTroia. His room was amazing. I think he even like wallpapered a wall. I mean, it was so cool looking. And sound systems and really good bed sets. I could not believe how much people put into their rooms. And it was only guys. So what about you guys? Did anybody put a lot of creativity in their rooms?
I did. Unfortunately, too late. We, Stetson and I, were saying, you know, there's not a lot of space in here, but there's got to be a way. You know, we like change. So
right.
We're like, you know, last 3 days, we have to move everything back before we give the rooms back. We can't leave it the way it is. But we're like, let's just play with some room, you know, organization, like, you know, just rearrange everything. We arranged it in a way, and we freed up an insanely amount of space.
Space.
The room looked great. Like, Connie,
yeah,
you saw
really
it, right?
Did. It was
it
like a
looked
room.
Like a great room. The string lights I had were great. The posters and everything. My roommate is a photographer, so he brought a lot of his work over.
So he's visual, so he could really help
exactly.
you with that, too.
And it covers that ugly white wall that we had.
Yeah. Mm.
And unfortunately, we had to take it down in 2 days. But we got
Why?
To enjoy it because you had to put all the furniture back the way we had it, which was silly. But, like, it was amazing. We freed up an incredible amount of space. The setup the college gives you is, like, the least amount of space you could possibly
right.
get out of this organization.
Not
so it was
well,
just
not well thought out. So let's talk about some of the things that you can put on the wall. One of them is flags and tapestries. Do you have any sort of like a family crest or anything like that
well,
on the wall?
Ithaca actually doesn't allow flags and tapestries, but we know other schools do. So
really?
Yeah.
What's the philosophy behind that?
They probably don't want you hanging up like
rival school.
Like,
oh,
I
no,
guess,
it's
like,
more, it's more like, of a fire hazard.
A fire hazard thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, what about posters? Are you allowed to put posters on the
yeah,
wall?
Yeah, we are allowed to put posters. The whole rule, I think, is you have to have at least like 70% of the wall, whatever they deem that to be,
really?
Has to be open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a lot of rules at this school.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No painting the walls. Mm-hmm. So, which is why we have to like get our things and try and cover up that 30% of the wall.
See,
that
we were able to paint our walls. Most people did paint their walls. I think mm-hmm. I painted like my bed wall a color like dark navy blue. I think I actually mm-hmm. painted it. But you had to paint it back at the end of the year, so I did have to get mm-hmm. that stupid, ugly off-white paint and paint it back. That's why I didn't paint the whole room. But having a little bit of color in that room really made a big difference.
Yeah, which is why, like, I feel like the less you have, the less you're allowed to do, the more rules that are set upon you, the more creative you have to get when you're making your room your own.
Sure. Mm-hmm. How about pictures?
Pictures, I think, are a great way to like liven up the room. What I did was my girlfriend actually, as a gift to me, had a bunch of pictures of us sent away,
right?
And they created like almost Polaroid copies of them.
Okay, so, well, you're the one that were telling me last week about it could look like a Polaroid.
Yes.
But it isn't actually a Polaroid because Polaroids kind of wear out, right? Mm-hmm. It just looks like a Polaroid.
Yep, they printed on the Polaroid paper, and like so it looks like vintage.
Right.
And what I did, I just ended up taping them on the wall because I didn't get them until like halfway through the year, and to be perfectly honest with you, I didn't have any energy left in me to keep redecorating my room.
Right.
But what she did was she got a bunch of string and she hung it up as if it was a clothesline. Mm-hmm. So she got like those clothespins and she would had them like arching across the wall.
Oh, that's a neat concept.
And then she had those arched with string lights right over it.
Okay.
So it was like lighting up the pictures and it became like a really cool accent wall that was like right up against her bed.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Very good. How about you? Pictures.
Pictures. My roommate just brought a lot, so I was like, I had posters. I handled the posters. My roommate handled his photography work and any projects.
So, if you're handling posters, did you do posters for the whole room or just your side of the room?
Mainly my side. Uh-huh. He had his side covered, but what I mean by like he handled the pictures, like we had a nice mix, is just because he had pictures on his side and I had posters on my side. But in the end, we covered a good amount of the walls up and everything.
All right, let's talk about like whiteboards and blackboards. When I went to school, I had a whiteboard that was built in by my desk. Mm-hmm. So I just used marker for stuff. What did you guys have?
We had a whiteboard, but we hung it on our front door. Oh. On the outside. And we could do a lot of cute things with it. Like, you know, view count. My roommate once wrote view count. And he would write jokes on it. I never really did anything with it.
Yeah.
He would ask like a daily question and see how many responses he got below it.
Yeah, cool.
It brings the floor together.
Yeah.
How about you? I feel like almost, like we didn't have, like you said, yours came with a whiteboard.
A whiteboard, yeah.
We didn't. But I feel like almost everyone whose room I went in had a whiteboard, like just to set up, whether it be like daily reminders or... Like, my friends would, like, draw stupid pictures on mine, and, like, I feel like everyone had it, and it, like, just gave everyone a chance to make it a little more personal.
You know, Blackboard, or the look of Blackboard is so in style. I went to a really nice wedding this Saturday night, and even, like, at the cocktail hour, everything was done in Blackboard and chalk, because it has a really cool look. You wouldn't think of putting Blackboards on the wall, or a big Blackboard on the wall, or small ones. They have such nice frames now. They're kind of a cool thing to do in a space.
I feel like whiteboards are a little bit more practical, but blackboards definitely look better.
Yeah, and sometimes a blackboard is not actually a blackboard anymore. It's actually a whiteboard painted black, and then the marker is white. It's just a reverse image. Like I have what's called a sandwich board in front of my store, and it looks like it's a blackboard, but it's not a blackboard at all. I use this sort of marker on it. It's just a reverse of the image, so it could be really cool. I want to move along to storage under the bed, because usually when you have a dorm room, you have limited storage.
Yep.
What did you guys use for solutions for extra storage? Did you use under the bed for storage?
Yes.
Sometimes you can't get to under the bed, too, depending on the bed.
Well, at places like Bed Bath & Beyond and all those places, they have bed risers for pretty cheap, too, if your bed cannot be raised. Ithaca actually comes with pretty high-up beds.
Right.
They give you diagrams on what setup you want your bed to be. It could be like they have like normal and then loft A, loft B, and loft C.
Okay.
So it gets higher every time. I was loft B. C, I would hit my head on the ceiling too much. But I knew I wanted to loft my bed. And that is an insanely good way of storing things. I didn't mind climbing. I like sleeping higher up. My roommate also he hates loft, but he ended up doing it just to save us space. You can fit a dresser underneath there. We put all my storage boxes back there too. It's incredible how much space it frees up.
Do either of you know how many square feet your space was, your room?
Not off the top of my head.
I know it was a small room. Yeah. It was not big by any means, and two people were living in it. What I did for under-the-bed storage was I actually got a trunk, like a big black trunk, and
I would like just put like all my, I think I had all my pants in it and like some boots.
Uh-huh.
And when I needed stuff, I would just slide it out. And
now, how tall was that though? Did you have to, it wasn't hard
would say
to find
my,
a low chest?
My bed was maybe like 2.5 feet off the ground. So
okay.
I still had like a decent amount of space.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was still able to put like a mini fridge under there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had that. And then I also had, my room or my side of the room was like just like black and gray themed.
Okay.
So I had these black little plastic thing, like cabinets that would slide out, and I put all my toiletries in there.
Hmm. So when you had your toiletries, your bathroom was sort of attached?
No.
Mm-mm. It was down the hall?
Down the hall.
That's what I had too.
It was a community
so
bathroom.
So when I did it, I made sure that all my stuff for shower was in a container that was waterproof.
Mm-hmm.
And that had a handle on it, so
yeah,
I had
yes.
that like when I shaved and did stuff because it was kind of not great to
shower
have that
caddies.
Down
there. Shower caddies.
So you had the kit with the mm-hmm. with the handles mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
I think everyone on our floor had one,
right?
Yeah,
and then
you have
and
to.
Everything in plastic, so it could get wet. It was
yep.
impervious
mm-hmm.
to all that kind of stuff. I think that's important. Let's move on to fridges and
mm-hmm.
talk about what you guys did for fridges, how big you can go, and some changes. I just got a dorm fridge. Actually, I bought it off of somebody who came out of school, sort of a cube, just so that in my stores I can offer people like a Perrier.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple of nice glasses. Or if I make coffee, I have milk and stuff for coffee, and just some
mm-hmm.
basic stuff. But a mistake that I'm making at this age of my life is sometimes I put bottles that are too heavy and big in the front of the door where the metal strip
oh, yeah.
is,
mm-hmm.
and they'll come right out. What about
mm-hmm.
you guys with fridges, and how big are you allowed to go?
I don't remember the exact size, but
bigger,
I'm...
Mine is just a cube. It would
yeah.
be bigger than a cube?
Yes.
Bigger
yeah.
than a cube.
Yeah,
it's bigger than a cube.
You could put a roast chicken in it?
Yeah, probably, actually.
Yeah, if you removed one of the shelves, you definitely couldn't fit in mine, but...
Okay.
I'm really lucky. I never have to bring a fridge. Stetson had gotten a free fridge. It came with a tiny little freezer. It was mainly just the fridge, but my next roommate, Kyle, he's bringing the max-sized fridge you can possibly get, so it's going to be much bigger than the one I had last year,
mm-hmm.
and I can actually start storing stuff in it. But I love it. It's like great because I've had so many instances. So every building has a community fridge. You put stuff that you can't fit in the mini fridge in there if you don't have one. I got like pizzas stolen from that too. And
yeah, no, don't use a community fridge.
So
yeah.
I'm very excited to actually have a nice bigger fridge. It makes things so much easier. And when you have people over, you can just give them a nice cold drink and everything like that.
Right.
Too. Water, not no alcohol.
Right. Sure. Anyway, so I don't know if I buy that, people. So, but anyway, what about making ice in these things? So did you either have ice?
Ice was very difficult, honestly. Like I didn't think that would be something that came as such a challenge at college.
Uh-huh.
Making ice. I had a mini fridge where it didn't actually have a separate freezer. It had like a little corner of
like
it that was
blocked. Right?
Yeah, a little like
yeah,
compartment.
Right.
For fun,
Jesse is cracking up. What about ice is that interesting?
So Ithaca summers are really hot.
Okay.
And Stetson and I were innovators. We're always trying to find ways to innovate
uh-huh.
things. It was so hot in our room, so we're like, well, let's put a bunch of water bottles in our freezer and freeze them solid and put them in front of a fan
uh-huh.
and see if that worked. They melted and warped everything. But then to add to that, I was like, hey, Stetson, I'm just going to leave a bottle in the freezer, and let's just see where it is at the end of the year. And he usually doesn't let me do stuff like that, but for some reason he let me.
Uh-huh.
We got ice that way. Mid-year, when we had to clean out the fridge to go on winter break, you have to make sure the fridge is empty.
Uh-huh.
We took out. He was like, Jesse, why did you put this in here? It's a frozen block of ice now. What am I supposed to do with this? And I'm like, look, it's our anti-theft weapon now. But that's how we got ice. We had this huge bottle of water that we were able to use as like a cooler to like freeze if we ever needed to freeze anything. So
sure.
we had a really nice freezer on us. It actually froze up the corner of it. But that was just a funny memory I had.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's transition a little bit to sort of the look of your room, your dorm room, and talk about bed sets. And one of the things I think you said, Connor, early on is a bed set is kind of key to sort of creating your own personal
mm-hmm.
style. And for you, you did black and gray. Did you do it because that's sort of what's in or because that's what you like?
A little bit of both. I like to think that I have a little bit of style.
Okay.
But
I don't.
Black and gray, I feel like, is one of those things that kind of like it doesn't really have like a timely... it's not very timely. Like, it's timeless. That's what I'm thinking of.
Right.
It's timeless.
It's classic. It's
yes,
timeless.
It's classic.
Right.
And it also just looks very nice, and it goes with everything. So
uh-huh.
I knew that, like, whatever else I ended up getting in my room,
right.
it wouldn't, like, clash with my bed
sure.
set. My roommate, on the other hand, he was planning on doing a cabin theme, which I was all for because I, like, love the cabin theme. He got, like, these little... wooden blocks that had like deer and like moose on them, and right. they put them on his wall.
Sometimes they call that, what they call that is woodland decorating. Woodland, okay. We did a show last year on woodland, which is all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. And then he was like prepping for this, and all of a sudden his mom comes home with one day, and she has a lime green bed set for him, and he's just like, I don't know what to do with this. He right. ended up having like a lime green bed set, and then he had like the woodland decorations on the wall, and it his room was comfortable, but I wouldn't say it was stylish, but by any means, not that black and gray is the most stylish, but.
Were you guys the room with the shark head on the wall? Like, is that part of the woodland themed? Like,
no, it was
like
a fake one?
Okay, I'm thinking of something else. Because you know how, like, in the woodland, people hang, like, animal heads on the
right,
plaques?
Right.
Yeah, I thought that might have been, like, a fake one on his, like, a stuffed animal.
No sharks in the woods.
I know. I don't know where I was thinking.
Are we coming up to news?
Yes, we are.
All right, so we're going to take a news break. We're going to sort of calm down in the studio, and we'll get our thoughts together. And we'll be back after the short commercial break.
USA Radio News with Jules McKinney.
Rescue crews are searching for two people who are missing following an explosion at a private school in Minneapolis. A gas leak is blamed for the blast that led to a partial collapse of the building. Two U.S. service members have been killed when their convoy came under attack in Afghanistan's Kandahar province. NATO confirms a suicide bomber hit the convoy of international troops. 8,400 U.S. troops are currently deployed in that country. President Trump endorsing legislation to limit legal immigration. Speaking at the White House, the president explained the RAISE Act will limit green card applications on a merit basis.
The RAISE Act prevents new migrants and new immigrants from collecting welfare and protects U.S. workers from being displaced. And that's a very big thing. They're not going to come in and just immediately go and collect welfare. That doesn't happen under the RAISE Act. They can't do that.
This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form. Specifically, in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with 2 pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions says the growing opioid epidemic is destroying families and lives in the U.S. Speaking in Ohio today.
We've got to stop the abuse of prescription drugs. I am telling you. We intend to do that in the Department of Justice.
Sessions announced formation of an opioid fraud and abuse detection unit. He says the team will aggressively pursue doctors and pharmacists who illegally prescribe and dispense drugs for profit. The Mooch says profane comments he made to a reporter were just a joke. Ousted White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci says the profane rant to a New Yorker reporter that cost him his job was mostly a joke, and told the Huffington Post Tuesday that the spirit of his interview with that reporter was off the record. His comments calling then White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus a paranoid schizophrenic and his vulgar description of Steve Bannon were later published. Scaramucci asked to resign following the incident on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty. Because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places, and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. That's 888-827-7549. Call 888-827-7549.
The U.S. Navy is continuing the search of a sailor who went overboard in the South China Sea today. The Pacific Fleet says the sailor on the destroyer USS Stethem might have gone overboard Tuesday during routine operations. He was identified only as a male lieutenant Aircraft and ships from the U.S. and Japan are conducting the search. New sanctions against Russia are ready to go into effect. President Trump signed the measure to do so at the White House this morning. The U.S. military says it conducted a test launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile earlier today. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The unarmed Minuteman III missile was fired at 2:10 a.m. Pacific time from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. An Air Force official saying the test launch was to verify the effectiveness of that weapon system and had been scheduled years ago and is not directly related to developments concerning North Korea. Following past testing of short and moderate ranged missiles, the North conducted a second test of an ICBM last Friday. I'm Chris Barnes.
And Broadway pays tribute to American playwright Sam Shepard tonight. The 73-year-old passed away Sunday at his home in Kentucky. Broadway theaters will dim their lights for 1 minute at 7:45 Eastern Time in honor of Shepard, who is also an actor and director. Shepard had been ill for some time with ALS. That is the latest for USA Radio News. I'm Jules McKinney.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm a home stager, interior designer, and contractor. And our topic today happens to be dorm room chic. We're getting ready to go back to school. Things you can buy, things you can do to make your dorm room stand out and be wonderful. So before we went to our news break, we were talking about bed sets and how important that is for the look of a dorm. And that makes sense because it's the most concentrated use of color. If you can't paint the room, that's going to give you the most concentrated look of color. Anything that you saw, woodland sounds like something that would be very nice. Black and gray is very contemporary. Anything else? You said you were like blue and green?
Yeah, my room, the blankets, the pillows are all blue and green.
Yeah, I like that color combination too. Anything else that you saw in other people's rooms that you liked as far as bed sets?
Yeah, I had a friend, Julia, actually, who had a maroon bed set.
Okay.
And then for a secondary color, she had a very like cool blue. So it gave her a lot of flexibility as far as like what she could do with like to match with it and
right.
to match with the room. She
was it
like,
more preppy? It sounds a little bit preppy almost.
Not really. Proposal? It almost seemed kind of lush.
Okay.
With like the very, it was like a very dark maroon, and she also had very soft lights, so it really like kind of seemed like almost like dark and like comfortable in that room.
Well, a lot of it is lighting is how things are perceived. So if you have a great looking bed set, but it's in terrible lighting, it's not going to look that good. That's part of it. What about you, Jesse? Anything that you saw that you liked? One of the things that I see a lot of when I pick bed sets for people, because often if I do a house, I have to do the kids' rooms, is the geometric design for bed sets. So I saw a lot of that. A lot of navy and white geometric, a lot of gray and white geometric. That's something that I saw on trend. What about with you?
I'm drawing a blank. I guess I didn't spend that much time in other people's rooms. I usually had people come to my room.
No, okay. Geometric patterns are really popular. Yeah. Like you'll see a lot of... like a lot of shapes and patterns. You see a lot of plaid too. You see a lot of plaid with bed sets. I had my bed set was black, gray, plaid.
Plaid, yeah, that's cool. Sometimes a plaid, something a traditional, but in non-traditional colors is a cool play on stuff like that. Very good. I want to talk about lights now because you guys continue to go back specifically in lights.
Yes.
So let's talk about that because, again, lights come from electricity. Often lights are low voltage, so they're probably not a fire hazard. But what's really neat, and we did a Christmas show just on lights, there are so many types of lights now. You can have lights that have chickens on them. You could have lights that, you know, that are every sort of hue possible, multicolor, one color, Christmas looking, one solid color, red. I mean, you could do almost anything with light. So tell me about the whole thing behind the lights.
So this is a bit of a long story. So Stetson and I hated the lighting in our room, and he actually was the first one to find out.
So tell me when you say the lighting in your room. So when you turn the switch on, what did you have? You had a fluorescent...
Yeah.
One single like bar across the center of the room.
So it's one fluorescent bar across. Was it covered in a plastic lens?
Thing, yeah. It was actually three, I think, inside of it, right? Or is it just one?
Yeah, but it was like one bar with like three bulbs.
Yeah. So you had a fluorescent light in the ceiling. That's it.
That's it. And it was the ugliest white
against the white faded walls of
did you not turn it on?
Well, yeah, we wanted to tape that switch off because the first instinct when people come into my room is they turn the white on for me and I'm just like stop. So Stetson found a way to, he aimed his desk light at the corner, and it just, the light was just this nice warm color, and it just filled up the entire room. Combined with mine, the whole room was lit up in a nice, less harsh color.
So you had two lamps as your light, and then you never turned the overhead light on.
Nope.
How about you?
We did rely on the overhead light, although we weren't very happy with it. Mm-hmm. When we would watch like movies, though, we would like turn off that light, and we would do exactly that. We would take our desk lamps, and we would point them towards the corners of our room and let that light bounce off the walls and illuminate everything else.
See, I was going to, when we for our movie nights, I actually hung a pair of string lights, Christmas lights. Stetson's parents got me that for my birthday. We have the same birthday. Right across the bottom of my loft, and the TV was underneath it. So the light would actually kind of gently surround the TV, and it was amazing. And those lights would always be on at night. So
would that be, were they basic just multicolored Christmas lights, or what kind of lights were they?
They were just the white, or the yellowish Christmas lights.
The white lights.
Yeah.
Christmas lights.
Yeah. So Stetson actually was, unfortunately he wasn't able to do it this year because he ran out of money, but next year for his new roommate, he bought Philips Hue light bulbs, those LED lights that can react to like people walking in. Like he was so obsessed with them in the last half of the year.
Well, the innovations in lighting is just unbelievable, the stuff that's available.
He's finally, I think he's finally got them, and he's going to bring them next year, but he's super excited for these LED lights. He had a string of LED lights himself that he put underneath his desk hutch.
Were they sort of bluish, though? The early LED lights have like a bluish cast to them.
Yeah, these ones are more, I feel like they're more like yellow and white lights.
Right.
The ones that the ones my roommate Stetson brought with those LED string lights that he got, he put them on, they were way too harsh to be looking directly at.
Right.
So he actually ended up putting them behind shelves and hutches, and he had this power strip where if it uses a certain amount of power, it turns on the rest of the strip. So when he turned on the lights, the whole LED light setup would turn on, and it would kind of, the light would bounce off the wall and back at him, and it was a great look.
I always wanted to make a flag out of lights like that. So if you have one wall, you get sets of, because I like solid color, one color. Like, I don't like multi-tonal color lights. I like them to be solid color, like red, white, and blue, and then I'd love to do them and then hang them, that it would be like a flag with
that
stripes.
Really cool.
Yeah,
wouldn't it be great? A great way to light a
30,
space.
30% the wall.
Yeah, got to only cover 30% of the walls, though, so you got to figure that out.
A small flag, I guess.
Yeah. But honestly, like, going to college, I'm, like, shocked at how much string light, like, how popular string lights are. I feel
and
like everybody
the
has
small ones, they don't do string lights that are, because a lot of times, even looking at Christmas time, string lights are often things now. Like, the bulbs are, like, things, like grapes or, like, you know, whatever. Like, they're actual things. Were they mostly just the Christmas lights?
I feel like they mostly are. I haven't seen anyone taking in, like, the things that are too fancy or, like, too decorative. People like to keep it simple with their rooms, I feel.
Yeah, because you're giving it up in a year. So you do want to make it look nice, but you don't want to make it like...
Yeah, but lights you can always take with you, too.
That's true, yeah.
And my last, you know, they last a long time. But I guess you put them on every night, so they probably don't last as long because you have them on every night.
Yeah. I had to unplug mine every night, though.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit more about organization. Anything that you've done in your spaces to make them better, maybe the closet or just fitting all your clothes. Were you able to fit all your clothes?
I brought way too many things
my
freshman year. So, like, I know now I don't need to bring that many jackets, despite it being Ithaca and really cold up there.
Right.
I ended up just wearing one or two jackets for certain occasions and another two jackets for, like, when I have to dress a little fancier. Organization-wise, I found a nice place to put all of my boxes and keep them out of sight, and I think that was something that was really important.
Yeah. A really important part about, like, having your dorm room is, like, you need to have a lot of storage. So, like, this is where you're living.
Right.
But oftentimes, it's not pretty. Mm-hmm. So you got to find a way to, like, hide it or, like, keep it hidden in your room. So, like, folding up, like, your old boxes and, like, shoving them behind your bed or, like, hiding them under something is, like, it's, like, necessary if you want your room to look good.
Let's go back to talking a little bit about making the room more attractive. One of the things that we haven't talked about yet, but we talked on break, was using rugs. So have either one of you put rugs in the space, and it was for a practical application or just to make it look better? Or
I was going,
tell us about that.
I was going to. There's something about me and American flags that I just love. You should see my real room. I have an American, huge American flag rug and an extra large American flag that I was going to bring. When they said no flags and tapestries, I was just like, okay, maybe I shouldn't. But,
I can say them no foreign flags, but American flag you should be able to bring if you want to.
No, you're not. You're not allowed to hang them up.
Granted, people would hang them up anyway and just kind of hide them whenever the RAs or people that were inspecting came around. But Yeah, you really don't. You're not. I mean, on our campus, at least, you're not really allowed to have them. See, I've gone to like other campuses though, and like I see them everywhere. Like people love hanging up, like
especially
flags
the
and
tapestries.
Yeah.
Back to the rugs. I had a rug I did want to bring, and it was like a good way to, because like I guess you can vacuum the floor, but like it's a rug, nice way if you have people that rather sit on, like, I don't know, you want to be on the floor or something like that.
Right.
It's a nice way to make sure it's clean. It looks nice.
Well, what,
too.
What are the floor in your guys' dorm room?
It's carpet.
Yeah, we have carpet, but I know. Like, my girlfriend goes to TCNJ, and she has tile floor.
Me too. I have very cold floor, so mm-hmm. I bought a rug for the space. Because when you get out of bed, you really want to have your feet land on some warmth,
yep.
especially in the winter months.
Also, what's it called? Our the dorms that we're going to be in this year do have tile in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So I know a lot of people get, like, colorful bath mats and have, like, their bathroom match with the their actual dorm room, or they'll have like a whole different setup for their bathroom based around like their bath mat and their towel
and
everything,
making
else.
It all come together. Mm-hmm. Do you think in general people are style conscious at school?
I'd say so.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People like to have their rooms looking nice, and I feel like they kind of pride themselves on their design ability, especially considering the fact that we go to a communications school.
No, right.
Yeah.
So I just, again, I couldn't believe it was like a big competition of how good mm-hmm. you could get your room. It's just amazing that. Mm-hmm. All right, so I think we're going to go to one last set of commercials, and we'll be back shortly after these messages.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
And we are back with Modern Design. Our topic today happens to be dorm room chic. And just a little selfish plug there for my new location right here in Ringo's, New Jersey. Come visit me at Maven Hill Designs. We are now at 176 Route 20231 North in Ringo's, New Jersey. We're in a wonderful strip mall with Flemington Fan and Lighting, and the new gym, Planet Fitness, is there. And a great new Italian restaurant, so check us out for great things, accessories for your new dorm room. Our topic today happens to be dorm room chic. We were talking about all things to make the space more beautiful, about wall hangings, about rugs, about things, bed sets, very important to get a great bed set in the space. I want to talk a little bit about extra seating. What do you guys do for extra seating in your room?
I am, me and my roommate happened to have the same birthday, November mm-hmm. 4th, which was just a huge coincidence. I was like, you know, from our birthday, I got us both office chairs, really nice, comfy office chairs.
Where'd you find them?
Staples. Mm-hmm. They were not on sale, no. But they were really, really nice. They're super comfy. They're mm-hmm. everything we wanted. And we were able to use the chairs, those horrific rocking chairs that mm-hmm. they gave us. I was able to use that, and we put it next to the door, and we used that as like a shoe bench.
Okay.
And if anyone ever came into our room, they needed to sit down, they can yank them out, and that's how we used it. But we had the nice, comfy office chairs.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Connor?
I actually had a bungee chair. Okay. So what that is, it's like you pull it out, and it's...
How
like
did you know I had no idea what it was?
Because you made a face, and you were confused. So. Okay. It's almost like a spider web of bungee cords.
Oh, cool.
And so you can like sit in it. It's almost like sitting on like a little trampoline.
Okay.
Where, you know, typical like college, like got to get something like cool, got to get something right. That's like comfortable.
Innovative and different.
Mm-hmm. The one I actually ended up getting, I had one at home, which inspired me to get the one for my dorm room. And the one I got for my dorm room was actually significantly less comfortable. We never used it. But if you can get the circle ones, which are like the more comfortable ones, mm-hmm. I definitely recommend it because they're just like very comfortable and like very college.
And they're big.
Yeah, and they're big. You can like have a person like sit on it and like play video games or like watch a movie. And I don't know. I really liked it. I know beanbags are popular.
That's like a beanbag chair is like the quintessential, yeah. Like not expensive, low-key, comfortable chair.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like them.
Well, they take up a lot of floor space.
They do. That's true. And, you know, like space in your dorm room is like you need to have like that space to just like walk around. And so anything that takes up floor space, you really have to like consider before getting.
A big thing for me was like my bed was against one wall because it was just one room by itself. So my twin bed was against one wall and then my desk was in the opposite corner. And I wanted to consciously have a really good path out, like the middle had a rug in it, but nothing in the middle, because I like to be able to have like a path in and out. It helps, I think, with organization for the space. Mm-hmm. But what's funny is I did my dorm room quite a number of years ago, and basically most of my colors were navy blue and orange. And to this day, I love the combination of navy blue and orange. I think it's a cool color combination.
Yeah,
I would agree.
The blue and orange are like what? What are they calling it?
Complementary
colors.
Yeah. And then the navy blue as a base is just like beautiful, and then orange is a great accent color. So
yeah,
it makes sense.
The warmth of the orange and you have the blue, and it really looked good. My walls were all that sort of antique white back then, which I hate. But I made one wall blue, which I painted back, so the navy and the orange kind of popped, and it really. For what it was, it looked really good, but I had a lot of competition on my floor for rooms.
Did you know you were going to be you wanted to be interior designer at the time?
I did. I asked my parents. If you read the book, I asked my parents if I could go to school for that, and they're like, you're going to go to college, and I just did. But I'm glad I did because I have the broadcasting background now, and I've done some stuff, and sort of these have, it was serendipitous because they all came back together, the design stuff and the media stuff, so it was kind of cool. Well, they say don't take your major that seriously, or it's going to come to you when it's supposed to. But you guys are good. I think you're both going to work in the industry right away.
Oh, well, thank you.
Appreciate that. We really enjoyed our time here.
So let's talk about window treatments. It's one of the things that we talked about because for me, I remember I had blackout drapes, but they were kind of plasticky and really ugly. What do you guys have?
Same with ours. Yeah. They were attached to the window, so you really couldn't take them out.
Thick ledge. Like the ledge on my dorm room was like really big. Like you'd sit in the ledge. It was so big.
No.
Not at all.
Not at all.
But we had, like Jesse was saying, we had these blackout curtains that were like, they were so ugly. Like, it was the same as the walls. It was like,
they were
white, but they weren't even that white because, like, they had been there for so many years. It was, like, faded. And, like Jesse just said, they were chipped. Like, I don't know. I understand. I've never seen a chipped curtain before.
Because it's probably some sort of synthetic material.
Exactly, yeah.
Polypropylene the sun. Or something like that. So let's talk about just general things now that we're at the end of the session that you can do to make a dorm room look like a dining room. A dorm room more attractive. Just general things. I think one of the things that you should keep in mind is you're getting a colorless box.
Yes.
So anywhere you can add saturated color would probably be helpful. Like a colorful bed set, which is good. Like putting something on the walls that have a lot of color. What do you guys think that would really help make your dorm room more beautiful, more interesting, more reflective?
Matching your bed. First of all, I think the first step is just matching the bed sets with maybe some other things around the room. Mm-hmm. So I told you I had that dark green and navy blue pillowcase. You know,
and so that's like a theme. So blue and green
exactly,
is the theme.
Exactly.
Right.
So my sheets were navy blue. Mm-hmm. My blankets were also green and blue.
Mm-hmm.
And things around my room would complement that color really well. I wasn't off buying some random colors.
Then
my shower caddy was the same color as the
sheets.
So
you put thought into it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly,
so,
yeah.
Connor, you think as well starting with a color is a good concept?
Yeah, I think that's the best. Like, as far as a first step for getting your dorm to look nice, finding a color theme is probably the best first step.
So because you have stuff from last year where you put your Gray and Black back on the bed this year?
Actually, no, I'm not going to. I think I'm going to find a whole new theme, because the reason I ended up going with Black and Gray is because I got one of those cheap college bundles where, like, you pay, like, however many dollars and you'll get, like, everything you need for your room. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this will be fine, and I got it, and it's all, like, the cheapest possible quality. So mm-hmm. I'm just going to, like, throw it all away or, like, donate it or something.
But you know what's good about Black and Gray? You could take Black and Gray and then pick, like, another color, like teal.
Yes.
Or a really cool color, and then, like, put that all together and pair it with that, and it'll look really, really mm-hmm. good.
Yeah, together. No, there are definitely some things I'm going to be keeping as mm-hmm. I move forward, and I know that, like, they're going to be able to match because of the fact that, like, you know, black and gray or white can really go with any color combination.
Right. You can do black and gray. You can do a pop of red, a pop of yellow, mm-hmm. a pop of teal. I mean, there's so many colors that go with it that are strong, cool colors mm-hmm. that could really make that work.
Rich, you should go up to Ithaca with us and help some students out decorating their dorms.
There was a rumor that when I was in college, I did that for a living, and people would say, oh, could you come to my dorm room, actually? And then when I had my first apartment, when I first started out, I had a studio apartment. People would knock on my door and say, I heard you're a decorator. Can you come over and take a look at my place? And, you know, I really didn't do that as a living in the beginning of my career. So it's weird how it sort of evolves mm-hmm. and comes mm-hmm. into stuff. So your RAs come into your room and check what you've done.
Yeah, and they also have, like, those unannounced inspections, right?
Yeah, they'll have people come in and, like, make sure that you're not, like, violating things. They're very big on the whole fire hazards thing. Like, they don't want you to have, like, too many things plugged into the outlets.
I was so bad. I have to tell you, my friend Leslie worked at King's, and she'd get stuff at good prices. And she would, like, one day she brought home shrimp, and I made, like, shrimp parmesan in my dorm room. I had a hot plate. I really pushed the envelope. It was, like, so good. We're having shrimp parmesan in my room. But I'm thinking what a fire hazard that must have been. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I got through that time. Well, it looks like we're coming to the end of our segment. Any last thoughts, guys, for the dorm rooms? Maybe this is somebody's first year. They want to have a really good-looking room, so we're going to go with a good color combination. Start with that. Mm-hmm. Pair things together that go along with it, like shower caddies and accessories that go with the color theme.
My biggest advice in general is just don't overpack.
Yeah.
Because that will make everything around you, because, like, then you're going to have clutter, and then the whole room's just going to fall apart.
Sure.
So just don't overpack.
You know, less is more, right?
You can always get more supplies when you're at college.
Sure.
You can always go home. You can get things shipped to you, so
exactly.
Don't overpack.
Mm-hmm.
Any last words, Connor?
No, actually, that's exactly what I was going to say. Don't overpack. Don't buy too many things. Mm-hmm. You're going to get there. My roommate bought, he actually ended up with too much storage. He got a whole bunch of, like little cabinets and storage
sure.
units, and he got there, and, like, they had the dresser there for him, mm-hmm. and he never used them. I actually ended up bringing them back to my house
wow.
and using them because he, like, had literally too much storage for his room.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I think we've covered a topic pretty good today. If anybody has any questions, you can always contact Miffin Hill Designs for some general advice on how to set up your dorm room or any room at 908-884-0770. Come visit me at my new shop right here in Ringo's at 176 Route 202, 31 North. And we're going to have, probably next week, we'll have on Lisa from Moe's Restaurant. And so I look forward to seeing you all next week with another episode of Modern Design. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jules McKinney.
Rescue crews are searching for two people who are missing following an explosion at a private school in Minneapolis. A gas leak is blamed for the blast that led to a partial collapse of the building. Two U.S. service members have been killed when their convoy came under attack in Afghanistan's Kandahar province. NATO confirms a suicide bomber hit the convoy of international troops. 8,400 U.S. troops are currently deployed in that country. President Trump endorsing legislation to limit legal immigration. Speaking at the White
White House, the president explained the RAISE Act will limit green card applications on a merit basis.
The RAISE Act prevents new migrants and new immigrants from collecting welfare and protects U.S. workers from being displaced. And that's a very big thing. They're not going to come in and just immediately go and collect welfare. That doesn't happen under the RAISE Act. They can't do that.
This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form. Specifically, in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with 2 pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions says the growing opioid epidemic is destroying families and lives in the U.S. Speaking in Ohio today.
We've got to stop the abuse of prescription drugs. I am telling you. We intend to do that in the Department of Justice.
Sessions announced formation of an opioid fraud and abuse detection unit. He says the team will aggressively pursue doctors and pharmacists who illegally prescribe and dispense drugs for profit. The Mooch says profane comments he made to a reporter were just a joke.